Welcome, welcome. This is Camilo's Radio Hour on Radio Laurier. It's 10 p.m. here on the Wednesday night, approximating a week and a half until reading week. I hope everyone has had a truly liberating week planned out for them. I hope it's empowering, and they're looking forward to it. I hope this week has been also pretty good for you, and it's been relatively easy and manageable. I know it was dreadfully cold over the weekend, and it was way below freezing temperatures. It was impossible to go outside and enjoy yourself. But now it's wonderfully gone the other direction, and now it's really nice for February. And it's really nice to be out for the second half of the week. So we guess we don't know what to expect for next week. So we'll keep interested with what happens in the weather and report anything new and the new developments that will occur in that area over the next week. So tonight, I hope that you're up for another episode of Bob Dylan and exploring his career in depth. If not, that's all right. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to make sure you enjoy this night. So please come in and please come and go as you will. And the show is open for anyone who is interested and intended for anyone interested in catching up on their culture, history, and obtaining some sort of inner peace. So if that's something that appeals to you, then by all means, stick around and see if this kind of show works for you. So this week we're going to be looking at another one of Bob Dylan's significant breakthroughs that came in 2016. Not the same magnitude of fame that he had in the 60s, the 1960s, but 50 years later, anything that gets your name into the news is a breakthrough. So, to begin, before we get into the story of the day, I would like to start you off with a selection from Dylan's catalog of classics. An introduction to his works, I invite you to listen to Highway 61 Revisited, a classic Dylan song from his most recognized album. Please enjoy the selection. Well, if you're not sold on his works yet, don't panic. There's more music to consider. That's just a preview, and many more outstanding tracks to come. In 2016, Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature, more than 50 years after he entered the musical scene. And a common question people are faced when they hear this information is, did Bob Dylan really deserve a Nobel Prize? To answer this question, it requires understanding the selection process for the Nobel Prize of Literature. The Nobel Prize of Literature, that is dedicated to the person who produced in the field of literature the most outstanding work in the ideal direction, as described by Alfred Nobel in his letter of his will. Previous winners of the Nobel Prize for Literature include figures like Winston Churchill in 1953, Albert Camus in 1957, William Golding, the author of Lord of the Flies, in 1982. The prize for literature is usually given to poets, authors, playwrights, philosophers, and politicians. Most of them share the element of writing, namely autobiographical works in nature mixed in with fictitious elements, realism, colorful narration, and exploring religious, mythological, or philosophical themes. And that's the scope of the Prize of Literature. And the types of people who are most likely to win it every year are people who can fit that kind of description, which every year it seems like there's less and less. And it appears like this prize was more relevant a few centuries ago when the most successful people were the ones, well, the most recognized people were really the ones making making breakthroughs in these fields. And it's a bit harder to tell nowadays. But maybe that's just my thoughts. Maybe there's a lot of good maybe that's just one man's opinion. Most of these works and most of these authors that have won the prize for literature share the element of writing. They are also masters of manipulating language, provoking surreal imagery, and channeling people's inner thoughts through their words. Dylan was the first singer-songwriter to claim this title, and I think the only one up to date. His award was recognized for his contributions in creating a new style of poetry in America, the bold and innovative move of incorporating social and political messages into songs, and his general mastery with rhymes, rhythm, and surreal lyrical imagery. These were among the reasons for his nominations and success in 2016. My selection for this breakthrough is Bob Dylan's 1965 release song, Positively 4th Street, a song describing the social struggles of American adults and some of Bob Dylan's inner thoughts about what he really thinks about some of the people he is forced to deal with. So please enjoy this selection. I would be really happy if you enjoyed that song, but if you didn't, that's okay. That's why I played it early into the show. There's better songs up ahead that will really sell you on Bob Dylan, so sit tight and wait for what's to come. So to recap and to give you some background into the works of Dylan, I'm going to tell you a little bit about, let's talk a bit about his history. Bob Dylan is known as the first producer of classic rock. And what does that even mean? There were artists before him who dwelled in similar genres, like Elvis in rock and roll, and the great blues artists that shaped the sound of classic rock through their work in the 50s, and a few decades before that as well. But the story goes, when Dylan picked up the electric guitar, he supposedly kickstarted the age of classic rock. That's the way I was told the story, so that's how I tell it now. The Beatles, heavily inspired by Dylan, followed, and they were the next hit in classic rock. And then the Rolling Stones, who were inspired by the Beatles, they merged a few different sounds. They brought in a lot of the blues into rock, and from there is where you get all the classic bands that you're familiar with. And the traditional rock style quartet of a singer, drums, lead guitar, and a bass. So that that was one of Dylan's achievements, creator of classic rock. But it's really interesting to note that it's not even his biggest legacy, because before he created rock, Dylan was already famous for producing protest songs in the folk scene. And the folk genre is really what Dylan is all about. His protest songs were just a phase, and they will be remembered, and that's and they're a huge part of his career, but that was just a phase. He moved past that. He was more than just a political protester. And his classic rock, and creating classic rock was another phase for him. He dropped the electric guitar after a few records. He wasn't that interested in being the face of rock and being too famous either. So he disappeared after he's been disappearing. He's been going in and out of the industry for a while, but has always produced albums. And he's really focusing and I guess those albums, what they all have in common is really that that there's phases, and then he does, but then he changes, and the only thing he keeps is the fact that he is doing folk music, and that's really what it's all about for him. The folk scene and how to do more folk music. And as he said in his Nobel Prize speech, all you have to do is be well versed and be able to play the melody. That's what folk music means to him. Folk songs are different than radio songs he'd been used to hearing in his early life. With radio songs, a performer might get a hit with a roll of the dice or a follow the cards, but it doesn't matter in the folk world. In the folk world, everything was a hit. So I'm going to present to you a legendary Bob Dylan hit. And this song is really about nothing again. But it came out during his rock phase. And it's a strictly acoustic and very humble song. So I'm going to let you kind of think about what folk music means to Bob Dylan as you listen to this. This is Mr. Tambourine Man. Please enjoy. Hopefully you enjoyed Mr. Tambourine Man. And if you didn't, I know it's not really one for the books. But that's why I didn't leave it for last. More of his better songs are coming up next. In 2015, a qualified person was invited to submit a nominee for the Nobel Prize, Nobel Awards of 2016. And their nomination was Bob Dylan. We don't know if Dylan had been nominated before or if this was his first time. Most likely, he's been nominated a few times and always eliminated in the preliminary rounds. If you think about it, the information on the other nominees who were not selected to win the award for the year they were nominated is kept private for a period of 50 years from the day the award is granted. And if you think about it, if you think back to 2016, it wasn't until the information for the nominees for the Nobel Prize of 1966 were just being made available to the public that year. In 1966, two people shared the award for literature, and one was Gunter Grass. And Gunter Grass, now we have information on the nominees of the other candidates for the Nobel Prize for Literature of 1966. That information was open to the public in 2016. And going through those records, we have identified Gunter Grass to have been nominated that year, but was not chosen to win that year at all. In fact, I think the winner of the award in 1966 went to Nellie Sachs, and was a prominent playwright and poet who wrote on very deeply, made an impact in the field of literature and playwriting, talking about the horrors of the death camps of the Second World War. She made an impact on the field, in writing and in culture with her works, and she was given the prize for literature. And this Gunter Grass was nominated but was not chosen as the winner this year. And Gunter Grass came back and won the award in 1999. It took him 33 years to win this award, at least since 1966. So anyways, that's what happens sometimes when you get nominated for the award. You don't win, and it takes many years for you to win again. But 1960s, but in 1966 was an important year, not just for Nobel Prize winners, or any of these people that I've mentioned in general so far, but it was also important for Bob Dylan. It was a year right in the middle of his classic phase. He had just released the supposedly first rock album of history in 1965. And the year after was his follow-up release. In 1966, Bob Dylan released Blonde on Blonde, a renowned album praised by many critics, considered to be definitely among his top works. Who might have known that Bob Dylan was going to win the Nobel Prize 50 years into the future on the day of that release? In light of this milestone, I have selected a song from this album. Sooner or later, one of us must go. One of us must know. Does this song sound Nobel Prize worthy to you? Please enjoy. Take a minute to enjoy this selection. So that song should be more of your taste. But if you didn't like it, that's fine. I don't blame you. I wouldn't say it's its best song. And that's why I've kept his best songs for last. So pay attention to what's to come and what is coming up ahead. The year 2016 was a big year for Bob Dylan. He finally broke through and was acknowledged as the person who produced the most outstanding piece of literature that headed in an ideal direction, as declared from the requirements of the Nobel Prize of Literature. So what was going on that year that Dylan raised enough support to make his mark on the Nobel scene? Well, in 2016, Dylan released his 37th studio album to date, called Fallen Angels. And this album featured a collection of covers of all classic American folk songs. Supposedly, it's a dedication to Frank Sinatra, since every song on the album had once been sung by Sinatra, except one of them. At this point in his life, Dylan is looking back at his inspirations and interpreting them with the style he's developed throughout his career. This was the second of Bob Dylan's albums that carried the Sinatra theme. And this album ranked really well with critics, and generally well with fans. It's got an old-fashioned taste, and I know I've heard a lot of these songs before, but I don't know where and I don't know when. But sooner or later, I'll probably remember. I invite you to listen to the opening track of the album, Young at Heart, a cover of Johnny Richards and Carolyn Lee's original 1953 song. This is Bob Dylan's spin on it, and hopefully you can recognize his voice. Please enjoy this selection. So that was kind of an oldie, and it requires you to have some old-fashioned taste, and kind of be nostalgic about the past, and maybe have a good memory or two about with your grandparents. So I'll give you a pass. If you didn't enjoy that one, that's fine. It is way past the taste for our current generation. So that's fine. And luckily, I have saved his best selection for last. So pay attention to what comes up. What's coming next? Bob Dylan's work, in spite of the fact that they were only ever performed as songs, were considered as literature in 2016, and technically still count as literature to this day. Winston Churchill, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1953, was credited for his contributions in biographical history. His autobiographies of the years as a war general were outstanding historical works and displayed his abilities as a writer. However, on top of the biographical works, he was also credited when he won the Nobel Prize for his brilliance in oratory speeches. His wartime speeches were supposedly very successful and very moving, and they rallied up a lot of people. And I believe they were captured in a movie released in 2017 called The Darkest Hour, a film featuring Winston Churchill front and center and how he dealt with the war. These speeches were made available to read as literature, and they can be read, physical copies of them can be read at this point in time. But the primary means of experiencing them was by listening to them live, spoken out loud by the man himself. So if Churchill was acknowledged for his oratory when he won the Nobel Prize, then it makes sense. It makes Dylan's success make more plausible sense. It wasn't a terrible step in the wrong direction. He didn't make literature, just as Churchill didn't publish his speeches as literature. But he did write lyrics, and Dylan did give an oratory performance. And so, Bob Dylan is justified in being a candidate for the prize in literature. My final selection for this evening is actually one of Bob Dylan's most underrated songs. But it's really pleasing, and it's a wonderful melody, and I invite you to drift away into the night with this song. It's crazy to think that he has a catalog full of songs like this, written by just one man and his thoughts. But as I play you this song, consider that this is my farewell for tonight. Thank you for sticking around and listening to the ad to an hour of Bob Dylan related material. I hope you enjoyed this and that you've looking forward for the weeks to come. Thank you very much for listening. This is Bob Dylan's Not Dark Yet from the album Time Out of Mind. And I bid you all good night.